Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hello there, doctors. Welcome to Doctors Online Success. I'm Dr. Ann Truong.
I'm Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Our channel is focused on turning your medical expertise into impact, growth, and financial freedom. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that I think is so critical for doctors to know about. So Mike, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about income diversification. When I was in medical school many years ago, I thought when I graduated from residency that I would be working for a big hospital or a big health system, and I would be working for them for the next 30, 40 plus years. That's the way that my dad did when he was a pediatrician. That's what many doctors thought of. These days, not so much. I know many doctors who've expanded. They work as maybe work in a practice, but maybe they also have a side gig. Maybe they're doing telemedicine side. Like I know many doctors who work for multiple companies, and they're not just doing clinical work. They're doing non-clinical work as well. They're working as expert witnesses. They may be doing sports physicals on the side. Maybe they're a supervising physician or a medical director. But what I want to talk about is not about you working harder, is working smarter. And we all know that many physicians, let's face it, most physicians make good money. Many physicians make a lot of good money. But I also know many physicians who have what are called the golden handcuffs, is they're working a lot. They're getting a great hourly rate. But at the end, they're getting burnt out. They're required to see more patients. More and more guidelines are being placed on employed doctors on productivity. At the end of the day, I talk with many doctors who are just not getting filled in their career. And a lot of hope. It's almost like the hamster in a treadmill. What are we doing all of this for? And that was me several years ago. I was in a primary care practice. I was a group of primary care physicians and I was doing call and I said yes to everything. I was a people pleaser, as many doctors are. I worked in the urgent care for our group. I was the urgent care director. I was a medical director for three nursing facilities. The call was very onerous that I was doing. And I was that proverbial hamster on the treadmill. And I just didn't see where my career was going. And that's where I was introduced to individuals in my life who were entrepreneurs and they owned their own businesses. And instead of getting paid an hourly rate, they were getting paid whether or not they were working at all. And that's what really attracted me to entrepreneurship business. What led you into entrepreneurship, Ann?
I've always wanted to be in business, but I didn't really know how. So how I started my career was that after residency, I was an academic for 3 years. And then in 2000, moved to Virginia to be near family. And so I was an employee physician. The health system in where I was at in Fredericksburg employed me for 5 years to develop their pain management program and also inpatient program as well. So I was in private practice, but was an employee physician where they helped me grow the practice. But I had the option to be on my own after that. So after being there for 3 years, I was able to be on my own in private practice where I was not an employee. And that time, not really into entrepreneurship until I was in private practice, but I joined entrepreneur organization in 2018. And that's when I learned about the E-Myth, the book, the E-Myth on working on your business and not in your business. And that really struck me, boom, like a lightning in my head at that time. And I was like, what does that mean? Working on your business? I'm like, I am working on my business. And then working in your business. So most doctors, I would say this, and I'm one of them, is that we've always worked in our business, meaning if we don't show up to work, we don't make money. And if sometimes for some dog, we don't show up to work, the whole entire practice doesn't make money as well, yes, too. Now, unless you have other associate in your practice or ally health in your practice who can still see patients, then you don't show up to work, other providers will still see patients, but you still have to show up to work to make money. So that means that you're working in your business. And that when you work on your business, that means that the business is not dependent upon you, but you're working on growing your business, systemizing and creating a standard of operations where it can function without depending upon you on the day-to-day basis. Of course, you are like the CEO and not the worker in your practice. And it's different because when you're working in your practice or even when you're working as an employee, your tunnel vision, you're just focusing on what's going on that day and trying to kill fire, trying to achieve your goal for that day. You don't have that long vision on growing the business or that long vision where you want to be. When I realized that concept, it really opened up my mind on how can I set up my practice so that way I can work on my business and not in my business. So then at that time, I also joined Entrepreneur Organization, which is for entrepreneurs worldwide. And to be able to learn from these entrepreneurs who are making like $30 million, $300 million on just a simple business as weight loss. I met an entrepreneur who was just doing weight loss. What is that company that is the package? And you just take the package at your meal and then you lose weight on it. And his company was $5 million and he just started it 2 years ago. And I was like, wow, if I was making $1 million a year at that time, just with myself alone, I'd be happy at that time. And here's this guy who's not even a physician. He's able to generate $5 million within 2 years of just starting a weight loss company was not dependent upon him. In fact, he's so bored. His company is running on its own. He's so bored. He's trying to find another company to start up with. And so that really started me on the journey of trying to figure out what other ways I can generate income without seeing patient one-to-one.
Yeah. And so what I tried to teach and what we were trying to teach as a physician, yes, you have a high net worth. Well, what are you spending money on? What are you doing? When it comes down to your basic needs, your house, your security, you can usually cover that. But then what else are you spending on? And I think many doctors, we spend it on things just to keep up with the Joneses. We need the newest car. We need the nicest house. And if that fulfills you, that's great. But I think if you're still substituting time for money, meaning you want an hourly rate, and there's a reason why you're listening to us now, is because maybe there is something right now in your career that is not being fulfilled. And one of the ways that you can fulfill it is to invest in yourself. So instead of buying that new car, what are you doing in terms of investing in yourself in terms of personal development? When I'm investing money, I want to invest in assets that are revenue generating so I can be generating money while I'm sleeping. For many of us, that could be investing in real estate. I know many doctors are interested in real estate. I know Alex is investing in businesses. We take our money that we make and we invest back into the business. We're adding new services, or maybe we're using that to have people work for me. So I have mid-level providers, so I don't see patients necessarily all the time in my own offices because I was taking myself out of the business. So I'm creating a business to eventually have an asset that I could later sell down the road. And that's actually what I did. I sold part of my business to a women's health franchise. Now, instead of getting paid, I get paid in equity in something that down the road, I think will be very fruitful for myself and my family. So think about what you're doing right now. Are you investing in generating? How many streams of income do you have? You got your job? That's just one stream of income. We know that in statistics that most millionaires, and if you aspire to be a millionaire or maybe you're a millionaire yourself, have at least seven ways that they generate income.
It's actually 18 now.
It's now of legal age.
Last time I said 17. And I was washing the dishes and I was like, oh no, I forgot about this one. I forgot about being a paid speaker. I was like, oh, I didn't even include that, being just a paid speaker. So I have 18 sources of income. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm trying to make a point of how, as a physician, leveraging just your medical expertise can generate 18 sources of income. And none of it involve real estate. None of it involved investing in stocks at all. This is all from using my medical expertise to help people, to consult, to be online. And we will share how I did that in one of our courses that I'm actually going to do in February that is coming up. A webinar we're going to do called From Clinic to Online and how you can do the same. But yeah, it's 18. And I think it's probably going to go up because sometimes I do it, I don't think about it. But then when I separated out, I was able to see 18 sources of income. But I'm not doing all of it. They're all passive or semi-passive. And they're all going on at the same time. And that may be a foreign idea for doctors to visualize. And of course, not 18, but are you set up to have any other type of income besides just seeing patient in the office? What if, God forbid, this won't happen? What if someday you're sick and you can't come to the office? Like during COVID, I was sick and I wasn't able to come to the office to see patient for 2 months. And to me, that was like zero revenue because there was no other way I could have generated money because I was still working on my business, in my business at that time. And that's what really motivated me to seek other forms of income without me seeing patients in the office. And I wanted to open up your idea as you're listening to this, is that you have that valuable knowledge as a physician, things that we take for granted that we can think in our head within 30 seconds of what to do. Somebody has a rash or somebody has a cough or somebody has pain in their back or somebody has a fever, to go to a differential diagnosis to determine, is it something that they need to go to the emergency room for or something that can be managed? But we take it for granted because it's so easy for us to do that. It's almost sometimes we undervalue what that information means. I can't tell you how many times I meet people and I blurt off something that is top of my head and people go, oh, really? That's very valuable to know. I was just at a podcast conference and I was with a table of other podcasters and I just blurted that about cortisol and how cortisol is high in the morning and that gets released and that's a stress hormone and that will actually interfere with other hormones. People find that fascinating. They never knew that they heard about cortisol, but they didn't really know how it could really correlate with the circadian rhythm and how it really controlled other hormones. But that was something that I was just in conversation, but that became something valuable. And then other people start gathering around the table as well. And guess who was there listening as well? I have to share you this story. It was John Lee Dumas, who is one of the top podcasters in the podcast right now. And so what I'm trying to say is that think of other ways that you can leverage your medical expertise and diversify your income generating avenue other than just seeing patient in the office. But I know that Mike has some other options as well that I know that you can touch upon.
Yeah. And it's not only just even your medical expertise, which is great, but leveraging your own. If you don't have that expertise, why not invest in yourself and learn that? So I'll give you an example of a client that we had where we increased her salary by $45,000. So how do we do that? She didn't take another certification course. She didn't take more CME. We taught her about negotiation. We just taught her the skill of negotiating her own contract. Now, if we're not ready to replace that hourly rate, we can learn how to increase our hourly rates. We can increase some of the benefits that she's getting. This is why we're so excited. We know that most doctors who are listening to this are employed by somebody else. But what we want to do is open your eyes and the opportunities that are out there. It's becoming a better version of yourself or just learning the skills that no one really teaches us how to do. Learning about negotiation, learning about leadership, learning how to network. These are all skills that can be acquired, right? We didn't learn, you're a surgeon. You didn't learn how to do surgery coming out of the womb. You learn from other experts and from other fields. And that's what we've done too with entrepreneurship. There were not many physician entrepreneurs that I had mentors from. I've had mentors from that in and knows who barely graduated high school. These are multimillionaires, very successful, but they learned about investing in themselves in the early age. They learned about diversification. They learned about building assets. So if you get anything out of this episode today, that understanding, where do you want to go? What do you want to get out of life here? Do you want to get more financial freedom? Do you want to get more time freedom? Do you want to get more geographic freedom? There's a cost to that. And there's a risk, obviously, when you start up a business. And one of the best definitions I've learned about being an entrepreneur is that entrepreneurs will work 80 hours a week so they don't have to work 40 hours a week. Think about what that actually means. So there's always risks that are involved in these. Many of us doctors are risk averse because we all went through a linear path to become a doctor. We all understand that we had to go through, get good grades in high school, get good grades in college, do well in the MCAT, and then get into the residency. But there was a path that was forged on. There's also a path to entrepreneurship. It may not just seem as linear as it could be, but it's understanding that success leaves clues, that there are people out there you've already done this. We're not blazing new ground. What we're teaching you are fundamentals and skills that we've learned the hard way. And we don't want you to make the same mistakes. For example, I thought marketing was buying an ad in a mailer. And I paid $5,000 for this. And I got one patient in from this $500 an ad. And the one patient just wanted to talk to a doctor. He didn't want to talk to any of the services they want to offer. He just wanted to talk about something that was unrelated to what I was doing. There are clues that can lead you to success. And one of the ways that I want you to start thinking about is, how can I start investing in myself? How can I start investing in developing revenue generating assets in my life that will allow me to start living the life, give me the financial and time freedom that I want? It comes down to investing in these type of things.
So when we say investing in yourself, sometimes, for me, I'm very concrete. I'm like, what does that have? Does that mean just investing in skills? And I'll give you an example of that. I pay probably about $600,000 to $700,000 on skills that I've learned right now on marketing, skills on how to create content online, skills to understand what the marketing journey is, what are the fundamentals of marketing, skills of what a funnel, skills of sales, skills of even how to give a webinar, and also leadership skills and how to motivate my employee as well. But those are skills that will develop me as an equity. It will increase my equity, but it always stay with me forever. That will make me pandemic proof. That will make me employer proof. That will make me valuable as somebody that as a consultant, but also valuable to contribute to help others as well. Will also increase my knowledge and be able to be a better person, a better entrepreneur, a better doctor, even a better person. The stuff that sometimes I learn in marketing actually make me a better boss. Absolutely. Because I know how to talk to people better, and I know how to persuade better. I know psychology. One thing about marketing is that you learn about the human psychology, what makes a human think and make a decision. And I learned about that, and I use those skills for business and for home. And it works. It does work very well 90% of the time, but it does work. And it also make me a better friend, a better mother, because I can really look at myself and go, oh, yeah, you didn't present it well, and you didn't really see the other person's perspective. Because one of the things about knowing marketing and sales is that learning what your customer, your patient, or the person that you are delivering the service to, what are their thoughts? What are their fears? What are their false beliefs that they can't do certain things? And what do they want? So that way, once you know that, you can create your service or even your answer, if somebody has that, to be able to connect with them. I think about that even when I talk to my employee, when I'm dealing with a difficult project, or even when I'm trying to talk to my husband to convince him to go to a vacation that I would love to do. So I think that investing in yourself for these skills, and not only good for business, but it's also good for your personal development as well.
I could say it better myself.
So having said that, I hope you guys really find this episode valuable, and that we would appreciate it if you just check out the channel and subscribe. And Mike and I have created this. We want to pay it forward to doctors and really take ownership of ourselves as physicians, but take ownership of really advocating for ourselves. Because I will tell you, the government's not going to save you. Your politician's not going to save you. Other business owners not going to save you. You have to invest in yourself, and you have to really take action to learn the skills that you need to have to develop into the business and the life that you want. So having said that, we created a community called Doctors Online Success, where it's a community of physicians supporting one another. And there's also other educating, other courses in there as well, too, that can, if you really want to dive further, learn more about marketing and how to diversify your revenue stream, and also how to really get online and create an impact. So check it out at doctors with an S, onlinesuccess.com. And let us know in the comment what you would like us to talk about next time in the episode, and we'll be listening, and we want to make sure that this channel is for you, and that is valuable. So we hope to see you in the next episode. Take care.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.